Good day. This is I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ, coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing today? Today is a good day. Yeah, because you're 6 feet on top. 6 feet on top. That's right. You know how I know you're 6 feet on top? Because you can hear the sound of my voice. Yes, you. I'm talking about you. Now, I know today might not even be a good day for you, but every day is not a good day. You know, it can change in 2.5 seconds. And you know why? It depends on your energy and the energy that you receive from others. A lot of times we can have a boost of energy like no other. And all of a sudden, it's gone in 2.5 seconds because we have allowed it to evaporate from us. Yes, evaporate. You know, sometimes people can come around and suck the pure life out of you and you wonder why you're so tired, why you're so drained. Yeah. So take a deep breath and rest. Yeah. And restore yourself. Sometimes you just gotta restore what people have taken from you. Yeah, sometimes we have to give that energy to someone else that perhaps don't even have it. And that means you got some good energy. Yeah, you got some good energy that sometimes people need. So don't take it as a negative when we, you know, we perhaps can. But see, you have to realize that even though that person perhaps stole your energy because they can't attain the positive, you have that in you all the time. It's restored and renewed every day just because of who you are. See, you already know who you are, but they don't even know who they are yet. So therefore, God just gave them a little piece of you. Just a little piece of you. See, he's going to restore what was already taken. You just have to trust the process and don't see it for what it is. Yeah, that part. Well, then again, maybe you do need to see it for what it is. And the reason why I say that is because if you do have someone around you that is a, I call it an energy stealer, a leech, you might not want to keep them around because you still need your energy for others. And if one person is taking it, it's not good in that way because they're almost like a psychic vampire. We don't need psychic vampires. We don't need leeches. We need people that can feed us positivity. Now, if you're feeding someone, you know what they say, iron sharpens iron. That's what you need in your life. You need that iron that can sharpen you and you can sharpen it. You know what I'm saying? You sharpen each other. That means you can see the vision. You can go somewhere. You can kind of run off of each other. You know, it's almost like being a muse, someone inspiring you to say something, to see something. I have to be inspired by you, your energy that you feed to me. See, now that's what I call a turn on. You know, sometimes people think it's the physical appearance of someone. It's really their energy. Is it positive? Is it good? What can I get from that? And guess what? Even the ones that don't have it want what you have. And that's that good. And it's okay to share the good, but just don't give it all to one person. Don't let them drain you from the resources that God gives to you every day. Learn how to say no, even when you want to say yes. Yeah, you know I love you. I love you with that sauce. I love you with that red juice. That juice that heals, that juice that saves, that juice that redeemed a sinner like me. Yes, a sinner, I'm still a work in progress. Yes, I am his clay. He is my potter. He's molding me. He wants to mold you too if you let him. Yeah, that part. He really, really does. So, you know, you just have to trust the process in your life. And see who you are allowing to come in and steal all your resources, which is your energy. We need our energy. That's what keeps us going. And that's what keeps us blessing. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow if the creek don't rise. Mwah.